It's here and now. The sports world in the U.S. is abuzz with Derek Jeter's retirement, the NFL making headlines for domestic violence. But on the other side of the globe, the AFL is getting all the headlines. The Australian Football League, also known as Australian Rules, will hold its grand final tomorrow, the Super Bowl of Aussie football. So for the uninitiated, a primer on Australian Rules. From our contributors network, WBUR's Margaret Evans has this story from her hometown of Sydney.
Okay, the first thing you should know, there's no protective gear down under or anywhere else.
We don't use pads and helmets and these chest things. Any day I'd play AFL over the American football. We get to play with the ball more.
That's Craig Watson, clearly an Aussie fan, at Stadium Australia, just outside Sydney. Australian Rules has its origins in Australia, where it began in the 1860s. But some of its roots go deeper. It's a combination of Gaelic football, rugby and...
I would call it ping pong football.
Julie Campbell works at the stadium.
Ball goes up in the air, it's the first one to get it, and then it's the quickest member of the team being in front of another member to keep the ball going either end of the field.
The field is oval-shaped and varies in size because it often doubles as a cricket venue. It's much bigger than in American football. And while NFL teams field 11 players from an active squad of 53, in the AFL it's 18 from a 22-player roster. Former player, now commentator, Wayne Swass explains how it works.
We have defence, we have midfield, we have forward, but effectively you need to be flexible and adaptable to play in a whole host of different roles. Action can happen from any aspect of the ground at any stage. It's a ballistic game played by great athletes, and whoever kicks the highest score wins the game.
To score, you kick the ball, which is similar to the pigskin here, through two big goalposts in the middle. You get 6 points for that. But in Aussie rules, there are also two smaller uprights on the sides. Kicking the ball through them gives you 1 point. Alexander Parthenis knows the drill.
This is my seventh year of football.
He's now all of 9 years old.
You have to be fit. You can't tackle around the neck or below the knees. You have to know how to kick a ball, hand pass a ball.
For a hand pass, you hold the ball in one hand and hit it with the clenched fist of the other. Then there's the mark where you catch a kicked ball, like the punt return in the NFL. But there's a special kind of mark you wouldn't see in the US. It's called a specky, and commentator Nathan Brown tussled in a few when he played in the AFL.
You jump up and you land on someone's shoulders, so basically you're standing on top of them and you have to jump at the football and mark it. Every now and again when it does happen, it's certainly a good highlight reel.
It's a bit like the Colosseum. Once sort of one Christian gets thrown out, i.e. the ball, it gets thrown back into play and away we go again.
Tony Leonard is a long-time commentator. He says AFL games are much shorter than in the NFL, on average about 2 hours, but there are far fewer stoppages in play.
McVay moved it on to Towers, to Mitchell, to Jack at half-forward. Scything handball, a bounce for Parker. No, it's not out of trouble yet, the Tigers.
This means little rest for the players, such as Lewis Roberts Thompson, who recently retired. He's a rarity, having notched up 13 years in the AFL. Most players last four.
Certainly one thing about the modern game these days is you need to be really fit. And you need to be running consistently or non-stop for that whole time. It's a contact game, so I think a little bit of blood's inevitable.
Average player salary for this game where blood is inevitable? Just over $250,000 Australian dollars a year. The best get close to $1 million annually. And the 18 teams in the league don't spend a lot of money on uniforms either. We're talking sleeveless shirts, short shorts, long socks and boots with moulded cleats. But differences aside, many Aussie Rules fans also enjoy the American game. Melissa Darchi is partial to the Philadelphia Eagles, but she says...
It's a lot more slower pace, a lot more stoppages... And AFL just brings in a lot more with kicks and handballs and everything into the one instead of having offense, defense and special teams at separate times in the game. Whereas AFL, it's a lot faster, a lot more to the point.
Also to the point, there are very few rules in Aussie rules. For example, says Roberts Thompson, no offsides.
That's why it looks like sort of organised mayhem out there, really.
wild. That report from Margaret Evans of WBUR. And by the way, at hearandnow.org, she has sent great pictures along as well.
I just love hearing all those Australian accents.